this is Ryan LeBlanc with Think Catholic for a Minute. Family. What does it mean to call ourselves family? We have this concept of my school called the Fian family. It guides the work of teachers and staff by helping us to remember our relatedness to students and each other. We share this concept and live it with students so that they can have a confidence that the people they spend time with at school are not cut off from each other, but have a connection and a caring. Maybe a student believes that they are a part of the family when they come to school, or maybe they don't. It's actually way less important that we say we are a family than that we live as a family. Each of us should be able to see and respond when we are treated as members of a family, and see and respond when we aren't. It's like the story Jesus told. Father asks his son to go do some work, and the son says, sure thing, Pops, but never gets off his duff. Father goes to the next son, asks him to do some work, and the son says, no, ain't gonna happen, but then, plot twist, goes and does what the father wants. Family ain't just words. So how are we to tell if we're really family and when we're not? What a family is, after all, is a bit of a contested term in our society. Jesus gave us his father, a daddy for us. Jesus did everything his father wanted, and the father gave everything to Jesus in his resurrection. The care, concern, the wanting what's good for the other between Jesus and daddy was so strong that it spills out into a new relationship, a new life, a spirit that can create and connect and inspire anything. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. For us, God is not a person, but persons, a family. Not a family of marriage and childbirth, of beginnings and endings, but an always family, because the unconditional, total, and life-giving love never had a beginning and has no end, but is always there. This is what it means when we call ourselves family. It means we commit with our words and our actions to care for each other, to choose based on what is good for the other person, that we trust in how our relations between each other will change us, maybe challenge us, but in the end, always raise us to new life, a life different than one cut off and isolated from each other. Next week, our whole civil society celebrates Family Day. What a great blessing this is. For us, Family Day might be an extra feast of the Holy Trinity. It's a sign that all people recognize something sacred and beautiful about human family. It's a time when we can recommit to what is beautiful and sacred in our natural families and our chosen families of church and school. How can we recognize and participate in building family? And what do we do when what should be whole in our families is broken and hurting? What does it mean to call ourselves family? It means that I will try to choose what is good for you. Maybe you are broken and cannot receive that. Maybe you can't give that love back. That's okay. I choose it anyway, because it brings me healing and maybe you. When two or more broken persons agree to live for the good of the other, then you have a family. When a hurting person forces hurt on another, that's not family, and it's not healing. It will never become beautiful and sacred until the power to hurt is broken. Too many families experience this. For you, this morning, you have a choice. Do you enter into healing, sacred family, the family of Fian, the family of God, the family of society, or the family of birth or adoption? Each of us can choose this by choosing the good of another person. Each of us can reject the fake word of family given to relationships that hurt and destroy. If we believe, as Jesus did, that the divine family of the Holy Trinity can transform our pain into love. Let us pray. Glory be to the Father, who by his almighty power and love created me, making me in the image and likeness of God. Glory be to the Son, who by his precious blood delivered me from hell and opened for me the gates of heaven. Glory be to the Holy Spirit, who has blessed me in the sacrament of baptism and continues to make me holy by the gifts I receive daily from his abundance. Glory be to the three lovable persons of the Holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Saint Kateri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.